is Phil from NeoBuggy, and you're listening to the Radio Impound Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another installment of the Radio Impound Podcast. Your captain for today is Kirby Hinn out of Tower City, PA, and your co-pilot is Gade Jr. The aisles are lit for your safety, and you can find the exits in front of each wing. What's up?
I like when a hot stewardess is doing that.
Yeah. Opposite of, I don't like when I, I won't go there. Anyways, guess we've been off the grid for a little bit. Due to, you know, the whole 4th of July was kind of in the middle of the week, so it...
Screwed things up.
Yeah, I mean, it's holiday, so...
Holiday, a lot going on, and...
Yeah, more important things than, sorry guys... than putting up a podcast there, but we did get it, and Gotti got up one of two-parter of the interviews at Nationals, trackside interviews. We got up the most of the pro drivers and, you know, industry personalities up there, so that's available now. Mm-hmm. And maybe by weekend we will have the remainder of the pros and... privateer interviews up there.
Along, yeah, unless you want to take another week off, and I'll just put that up next week.
I'm not gonna lie. I didn't mind taking a week off.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been what was it, like 12 weeks straight? You know, so.
Yeah.
Take that. We're not live though.
Well, are we live?
No, we're not live.
So. Winning.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Yeah, it was nice to actually didn't have to schedule interviews or anything, and I was like,
didn't have to like scramble around, get my, you know, little podcast cave ready.
Yeah,
so that was cool. Little.
And I was planning on getting the interviews up by Wednesday for 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
That did not work out. Plus, we got that last podcast up kind of late. I think it got up on Saturday.
Right.
Yep. So I was giving you guys time to download that one.
Yeah, that was part of the plan.
With the mystery guest.
Yeah. How do you guys like our mystery guests? We're going to have to go back and check and see if anybody got that. And it.
Yeah, I haven't checked.
And we weren't secretive about it. It wasn't somebody like off the wall or, you know... some guy you haven't heard from in like 25 years. We've dropped Dieter's name a lot, so it was a pretty cool plan of keeping it a mystery.
Oh, you mean people guessing?
Yeah.
There was a few, but the way they did it, instead of just giving me one email with one name, they listed off a bunch of names.
Okay, I'm going to list...
I was like, oh, God.
I'm going to list every Trinity on-road driver from... from the last 15 years.
Yeah, there was one dude that gave me an email, and he's like, okay, here's who I think your mystery guest is, and he listed, like, 25 names.
Like, sorry, dude.
Jim Dieter was in there, but it wasn't the first one, yeah. So.
Yeah. Sorry about...
A lot of people didn't understand the rules on that one. Yeah. Though I thought it made it clear.
I thought it was self-explanatory myself.
We did have a winner. I don't have his name in front of me right now.
Winning! Hey, when was the last time we were on? Did the Heat win the NBA Finals? Winning. I forgot.
Actually, I think that's still going on tonight.
Actually,
yeah, your Heat won.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's not even my Heat. But, man, they didn't wait long to make just teams just shopping, trading, picking guys up left and right. I mean, it's pretty crazy here. Here we go. Blake Griffin agrees with 5-year contract extension with Clippers. I think that was like 95 mil. Whew. It's a big paycheck. And Dwight Howard, you know, trying to do like a four-team trade to get Howard to go to the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, Ernie cannot wait to get rid of him. He's just so fed up.
Nash to the Lakers. Didn't see that one coming.
No, neither did I. Didn't even know that was on the radar.
Ray Allen to...
And I'm pretty insider with the Lakers. You know?
Yeah.
Me and Mitch Kupchak, man. We're always talking.
Ray Allen to the Heat. That was a shocker. Did Pierce get re-signed? Garnett did, right? Garnett re-signed.
Garnett did, yep.
Yeah, that's all I heard. Yeah.
I was kind of shocked that Ray Allen went to the Heat.
I was shocked, dude.
Yeah, what the hell? He can do what he wants.
Yep. Whatever.
Chasing a ring.
Home Run Derby was last night. Didn't even... Whatever. I remember when it used to be fun. I don't know. I just... No interest in it now.
Yeah, Jose Canseco tweeted the other day that if he was in it, he would win.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
Hands down.
Canseco, that guy's a personality. Yeah, I did a little Home Run Derby of my own on Sunday. You know what I mean?
Softballing.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I was balling hard on Sunday. I kind of stretched myself pretty thin on Sunday. Went out, did 2.5 hours softball scrimmage at like 2 p.m. Sunday. And then 6 p.m., another like literally 2.5 hours of basketball. Full court, 10 guys. So no subs. Wow. No subs. I mean, it's just normally there's like enough to feel like, you know, three teams, you know, loser sit, next team comes up. So you get rest. Whew, not Sunday, dude. I was beat down by the end of the night.
Oh, man.
And playing basketball, I'm the old guy. I think there was one guy that was my age, but everybody else is like, you know, mid-20s. But I hustle my butt off.
What was the stats? What'd you end up with?
Quadruple double. Nah.
Any dunks?
No dunks. Didn't have the trampoline out for that game. Drain some from downtown. Got a nice release rotation. Need to get my dribbling skills up, you know, my crossovers, and I just don't
boring.
Play that.
Boring.
Hawks just drove off the road.
Yeah.
But enough about me and my multiple sports career.
Yeah, I said you were Bo Jackson it.
And I replied with, Bo Jackson's only two sports. So, yeah.
I don't know how you do it, bro.
Man, I'm trying to.
I don't know how you do it, man. You're like in beast mode most of the time.
Trying to get that beach body shape. You know what I'm saying? Working on it, man. Working on it, man.
Yeah.
Yep. Consistently, 4 times a week at the gym.
I see that.
Running. Softballing, which is, you know, I like to play D and run around like a clown and, you know, dive after ball, like line drives and fly balls and shit. So that's a fun running for me. I don't like running itself because it's boring as hell. But, yeah. You know, put a glove in my hand or basketball or football, whatever. I'll run all day. Long deep fly ball, left field, out of here. Mickey Morandini.
There's a drive, way back. It might be, it could be, and it
is. Ping.
God, I'd love to see video of you playing.
Yeah.
You got to be beast out there, man.
I'll tell you.
Hey, why don't you hook up the GoPro?
I'll tell you what. We got practice tomorrow, like, you know, pretty much batting practice, you know, slash field practice. and I play shortstop, I'm going to throw the GoPro on. Head mount, baby. Hopefully I don't take one to the dome.
Holy cow!
Yeah, we're going to try it out. See how it works. Oh, my God.
Hello again, everybody. Harry Carey from Wrigley Field on a beautiful day for baseball.
And Kirby Hand up the bat.
That's classic right there. All right. Let's get down to some business. Let's thank our supporters, sponsors of the show. J Concepts. Jason got on board here right around the Nets.
Yeah.
Going to help hook us up with some giveaways and whatnot. Shoot in questions for upcoming guests. RadioImpound@gmail.com. Shoot us a message on Facebook.
Got a box of tires here with Mayfield's autograph on them from right. Jason.
Yeah, we teased that last time.
We gotta come up with
something good, yeah.
Some cool ideas.
We'll get it, guys. Don't worry. Simmer down.
Yeah. I'm gonna start giving them out real soon.
We can't just give it away. Oh, you sent a question. Oh, here you go. You're gonna have to earn these because they're, where else are you gonna get them?
Got a lot of interest in them, yeah, that's for sure.
So, thanks again. Shout out, J Concepts.
And whoever we give these away to, I do not want to see them on eBay for sale.
Or,
we'll have our team.
We got Magnum PI, so he, we'll send him and Higgins out in the Ferrari with the Rottweilers. Let's see who else supports us. We got GravityRC.com. Paul Lemieux. Yep. Who's going to be a guest here shortly. So.
About 5 minutes.
Thank you very much, Paul. And that's GravityRC.com.
Or is it TeamGravityRC.com?
You know what? We should probably know this. Sorry. I'm going to beat you to it. It's TeamGravityRC.com. Boom.
Damn you. God damn it.
And you can find anything J Concepts related at jconcepts.net.
Mike Garrison did a great article on J Concepts. I think it went up today.
Really? I actually haven't checked out LiveRC all week. How crazy is that?
Well, we took a break, a little vacation. Though I am taking a vacation in 2 weeks. I don't know what we're going to do there.
Figured out.
You're flying solo. Yeah, they did an article on or interview with Jason.
Oh, cool.
It was really, really cool. They had some old school photos up there of Jason.
Bring that up here while we're chatting.
Yeah.
Had a cool, there it is, interview. What was really neat for me, those interviews you did at the Nationals, I didn't hear them. So that was pretty, as I listened to the podcasts, it's the first time I was hearing it. So that was pretty cool. Jason's interview was real cool, casual. Not all RC related, so it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, Jason wanted to talk basketball.
Yeah, that's cool.
So we did.
Oh, good. We don't mind, obviously. And let's see.
I think we find that out with a lot of our guests. Like, they're always talking RC.
Yeah,
And they love coming on because they're like, like Jason said to us, he's like, I really enjoy your show, and it's really cool how it's casual, and he's like, man, if we can talk about basketball, let's talk about basketball.
Yeah.
I'm like, no problem, man. We could do that.
Absolutely.
A lot of guys just like BSing.
And then we probably got some guys that are like, oh, man, all I want to hear is RC, but gotta switch it up now and then, keep you guessing. We don't want to overrun, just pound RC down your throat. So we'll mix it up with my softball talk and NBA trades. Give a little shout out here to T's Hobby Shop and RC Raceway. They actually bought 2 Radio Impound t-shirts off of me. And I was hitting back and forth on on Facebook chat. So shout out to those guys. Seem like pretty cool guys out of Minnesota. And we have both Minnesota Twins fan, huge Twins fan, right here, buddy.
Know what that is?
Oh.
Well, that's since you're on a Tease Hobby Shop part. They're actually our J Concepts Hobby Shop spotlight.
Boom. Check it out.
Check out teashobbyshop.com.
T-E-A-S hobbyshop.com. Mm-hmm.
And man, from the looks of it, I mean, these guys race everything.
Yeah, dude, got some, like, checking out their website right now. Looks like they got some sweet dirt old action going. Sprint cars, dirt modifieds. That's right in my wheelhouse.
Places are always far away from
me. I know,
me.
Right? Rochester, Minnesota.
Minnesota. Man, look at this facility. I'm looking at pictures right now, and it's like...
pretty nice, dude.
First class.
They even showed us a little love on their homepage. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, they got an awesome website, and they race, yeah, I mean, you know, everything, I guess. I don't know.
Got an indoor track.
Photos. And they got stuff going on indoors, outdoors, outdoor oval, indoor.
Oval to the Minnesota area. Sweet.
Off-road. You name it. So, Tease Hobby Shop, if you're interested, you could send me and Kirby out there. email us. We'll give you the cost.
We'll bill you. We'll send you a PayPal you know, money request.
Yeah, get our flight tickets. We'll come out and do a live broadcast from Tease. Well, really wouldn't be live, but...
we aren't live, are we?
Are we live? I lost that drop. But
we'll be there for at least 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah. You got some big event coming up here, I think. Schedule, here's their upcoming events. I'm on their website. What's it, July? July 26th, they have a 2012 Summer Sizzler Oval Series race number 6.
We
see that?
We could be there.
We could be there on the 26th or the 29th of July. We could be there for race number 7. It's all up to you guys at Tease. Charlie at Tease.
Don't no let pressure, your,
no pressure, Charlie. Don't let your fans down, your customers. They want Radio Impound at the track. Oh, man. And we'll bring some swag along.
So
we'll hand out some
check them out. TeaseHobbyShop.com. T-E-A-S HobbyShop.com. Thanks, guys. Thanks for love. And thanks for repping our show and my sick T-shirts out in Minnesota. Go Twins. Yeah. Twins for life.
I forgot about that.
Twins fan for life, buddy.
Yep.
Yeah, it seems to be the trend. We're doing double headers, man. We got...
Yeah. And actually, I didn't plan it like that. I just ended up
filling
like,
our laps.
And then I had another interview already lined up.
Just worked out well.
So.
Yeah. Hey, let me rip down the our new Facebook likes. Last time we checked, we were like 207. Look out, guys. We're ripping.
We are officially... Let's see. Let me do my math here quick.
Okay, just interrupt me. I'm going to go down.
We are 140 ahead of Ron Artest.
We're popular. All right, here you go. Sorry in advance if I butcher your name. Oh, hey, quick shout out to TRFT Studios.
Yes.
Hooked us up. Matthias put our logo on his YouTube page.
I know. It was really awesome. I clicked on the video to watch it, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's our logo. And then I'm like, is that Kirby's voice?
The first image of the latest video was our logo, and yes, I did a little voiceover for the video. Yeah. So, thanks for repping us overseas, man. Appreciate it, and we will reciprocate. All right. New Facebook likes. Here you go, guys. Dan Hammond, John Zachary, James Hartling, Philip Morstead, Joshua Pease, David Church, Blake Lambert, Con Onder, Daniel Bupre, hopefully I got that right, Richard Backus, Tim Fuller, Taylor Fitzgerald, Trevor Grabau, Brad Abtey, Omar Quinones. Quinones. I think I got that right. Federico Duperly and Tim Gluth. And Tim Gluth or Gluth. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Spread the word. And before you know it, we'll be up to like a zillion.
I'm going to catch Bieber.
The only thing I'm catching is Bieber fever. Anyways, let's take a little break. And we'll get to Super Mario Lemieux. So stay right there. And we'll pause on the line. And right after that, Rick Hoer. Check out our videos on Vimeo. Just search Radio Impound. Thanks, guys. Off to the break. Yeah. Right now we got on the line Team Gravity RC's own Paul Lemieux. Paul, what's going on?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. We're just kind of relaxing, chilling here, and imagine.
Yeah, I'm laying in bed doing this interview.
I imagine you're full on prep for the Worlds, right?
Yeah, trying to get everything together.
Yeah,
kind of the last stages here.
Are you pretty
you,
much
truing some comms down and
yeah,
getting your brushes ready and stuff like that?
Yeah, I got my 1400 SCEs.
Yeah.
Ready to
Nice.
Let's see. So how far are you? Pretty much set? Ready to just pack up and bounce?
No, not really. I got enough stuff to do yet.
All right.
I got one car totally done, and then I got another one
okay.
About 3/4 of the way done, and then I just got one more to go after that. So.
What I forget what guest we had on, but my brother... He's like, after the interview, he's like, hey, why didn't you ask him this? I'm like, well, why didn't you tell me to ask him? So I guess I'll use that question for you. Now, are you building all, like, straight-up brand-new cars? Or, you know, do you have, like, a practice car with, like, you know, a brand-new car in waiting? Or how's that work?
Yeah, I mean, you want to make sure everything's as fresh as possible. But I've got the car from the warm-up that I used. And then
okay.
I just went through it and put a new chassis on it and pretty much just put a new driveline in it. Just so all that stuff was fresh. That way I'm not, you know, having to replace belts after my second practice round or something stupid like that. So so I got that car, which I know is, I think it's okay there. You know, it's possible that car could be competitive. And then I built another car that's pretty much identical to that one, with the exception of just a few things that kind of a shot in the dark, hoping that maybe it'll be even better yet. Different servo mount, different chassis, a little bit thinner chassis on it. And
cool.
And a little different weight placement and some electronics placement and stuff like that. And so I'll have those two cars ready to go. One which I know is, you know, fairly good, and the other one which I'm hoping could be even better.
Nice. Did you get the, like, I know last week talked to you're getting ready to mount an air conditioner on there and like a Freon bottle. And it could do we get that mounted up?
Yeah, I got some fairly decent fans in there that push some air, so I wasn't able to get the fans I wanted to. I ordered a ton of fans offline, but they never showed up.
Yeah.
So I'm beginning to wonder. And then they never even charged my card for them. So
I'm
thinking
weird.
That idea is probably out the window. I was hoping to be able to test like 10 different types of fans, see which one pushes them all.
You want to trash their name out there? You want to name drop them?
I think it was off of Nextag. It's one of those sites that...
There you go.
That, you know, offers up a bunch of stuff super cheap, but yeah.
Mm.
That's whack.
Yeah. So we could blame them if something happens.
Absolutely.
At least it wasn't like a Craigslist deal going bad.
Yeah. You sound like you've had a few of those.
I've heard a couple of my buddies had a couple bad experiences. I don't even go there. It's eBay for me. I didn't worry about that.
Yeah, you got to meet somebody in a parking lot a lot of times.
Yeah, that could be sketchy.
Yeah.
So our last interview we did with was our mystery guest, and our mystery guest was Dieter. And he said he was gonna practice a little on road. I guess it would have been like last weekend or God, I forget now. Did you happen to run into him at all? Did you see him practicing or anything?
Or no? I have not yet seen Dieter hit the track, but I know okay. he has hit the track.
All right.
I heard rumors of him running last weekend, and I guess he did pretty well, actually. I think he ran second or third or something like that to some pretty decent guys. So
sweet.
I think he's picking it back up.
Jack of all trades?
Yeah.
So let's see. Prep for the Worlds. What else would people want to know prep for the Worlds? Like equipment, like how much equipment you take. You pretty much take just your, you know, going one Futaba transmitter solo.
Charger, comm lathe, stuff like that.
is that a carry-on?
Turbo 30.
Yeah, just, I don't know. I try to keep it to a minimum. I mean, I kind of think I know for my touring cars at least what I need, so I don't bring a ton of extra stuff. What I need, you know, some belts and the tuning stuff and, you know, tools, tool bag, tires for 12-speed car if I bring a truer. You know, transmitter, batteries.
I didn't know God was going.
You want everything that you need and nothing that you don't need.
Hey, thanks for that, Kirby.
No, I didn't realize Gotti was going with it. You said tool bag, so I'm not... Okay.
gotcha.
Zing! So how many, here's a weird one. How many bodies will you go over there with?
Just one. It's just one on his own.
I'll bring probably 5 bodies total.
All right.
You know, not different kinds, but I'll bring like 2 of the LTCRs, 2 speed 6s for touring car, and then 2 of the 12-speed body that I'm pretty sure that I'll end up running, obviously.
Right on.
That's about it. Hopefully you don't get too much. Not a 12-skill, there's... I'll go through 2 12-skill bodies, I'm sure, but touring car you'll probably only end up needing.
How many 12-skill cars will you have ready to go?
Just one car.
Okay.
The 12-skill effort probably isn't as good as it could or should be. I haven't just had all the time to really test and, you know, you can always get one car pretty decked out good, but it's really hard to get 2.
Yeah.
Every little, like, trick little thing that you either make or you acquire when you're building a car, even if it's a touring car, it's kind of hard to make, for me at least, to make 2 cars absolutely identical, because it's always like, you know, just acquiring the screws and the, you know, the right stuff, you know, like the fan in the one touring car, I only have 1 of them, so I can't, you know, I only have 1 super good fan, so whichever car I'll run, I'll end up swapping stuff around, there's a little, some stuff like that, and but yeah, I'll go to one 12-skill car and kind of roll the dice on it a little bit. So yeah. I mean, I think it could be good, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was super good or hurting, so I don't know.
But yeah, the main focus is the touring car, the old X-ray.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I don't know that it should be that way. I wish I could focus more on 12-skill. It's probably a little bit of my laziness and a little bit of, you know, just finding the time to be able to field an effort, you know. It's hard for each class. You know, I run nitro sometimes too. This year I haven't run much nitro, but just the 4 classes, A skill, 10 skill, and then 12 skill and touring car for electric, it's really hard to field 4 really good cars and have all the resources for each car that you need to do good. It's just difficult to do.
Now, you're just gonna go over there with some spray cans and paint your bodies while you're over there?
Going with
clear bodies.
Yeah, clear in practice, for sure.
Yeah, that's one over, well, Mike Boylan, Snowbird's, you know, El Presidente. He would always do that back in the day. Oh well, he would, for practice, he would have a clear body. He'd just run the body clear, and he'd have one color paint job for race day.
Wow,
that was just his. That was his signature, man. That's Will Boylan.
That's fine. Totally fine.
Yeah.
Now, but I get all my bodies not mounted, but all here, one mounted, and probably gonna mount another one tomorrow, and chip away at it, just try and at least put in the good 5 or 6 hours every day wrenching on stuff and by next week I should be good to go.
Nice. You get anything in the mail over the last week?
I was going to ask.
I actually did get some RIP podcast stickers in the mail about 4 days ago.
Wait. All right. Yeah. Just want to make sure mail delivers up there.
You know, what's really, you know what's really funny, though?
Uh-oh.
So I go yesterday. I'm sticking her out. I mounted this body yesterday and stickering it up. And I can't find your stickers.
There is nothing funny about
I'm
that.
I'm gonna find them. I promise. I know they're there because I came in the envelope. I opened it up. Said, "Oh, cool." And I remember putting them somewhere, saying, "I'm gonna need these." And now, you know, so the one body that I'm on is totally stickered up already, with the exception of your guys' sticker, because I'm still waiting to find them.
Oh, God. That's making me nervous.
So there's always a Sharpie, though. I can always just Sharpie something in.
Yeah, but
Sharpie.
But you, by the time you do, like, you know, 5 checklists for, you know, do I got everything? I feel like I'm forgetting something. You'll probably find them, you know, and maybe lose them 2 more times by then, by the time you're ready to go. So I have faith in you.
I'll have a Home Alone moment when I'm on the plane.
Yep. Well, we hope you find them, and we would love to see that in the photos.
We'll have to get NeoBuggy to make sure they get a good picture of that.
Absolutely.
Since now we're really good buddies with the NeoBuggy guys.
Are ya?
Well, Gotti. Yes. Yeah. He interviewed him at the off-road bats. Very cool. Very cool guys. And they have cool story how he got into it. It's like pretty much like, you know, he used to race and realized that he wasn't good at it, so he explored another path and just started his own website shooting videos and stuff, and well,
nice.
now they're huge, so it's a pretty cool little story that I was not aware of.
Very good.
So you liked my interviews, huh?
I did. They were good, dude. And there you go. Your many multiple hour flights, Paul, you could kill time with just listening to podcasts.
And good.
And at you'll find Dieter's entertaining.
I definitely gotta listen to that one.
I got it was a couple good. It was somebody good. Sent me a message like, hey, you know, it's I don't know what was wrong with your recording, but I can barely hear Dieter. I'm like, yeah, that's Jim Dieter. That's, you know, he's a soft spoken guy. So you're gonna have to deal with it.
Yep.
Yeah, I did the best I could adjusting that audio, and you know, I put his audio up a little bit, but it still didn't help much. Just buy your the advice I gave everybody when they just go out and buy a pair of Dr. Dre Studios.
Yeah, go out and,
you know, just drop the $300 and you'll be able to hear the Dieter interview.
Go up it. You'll be able to hear Dieter changing Dremel bits as the interview goes on.
Well, we wish you the best of luck over there, buddy.
I appreciate it.
Man, this would be awesome if you could bring it home.
Yeah, you know, I've probably said that about 15 times before, and it hasn't happened, so we'll see.
Well, you going over? Yeah, you got some mojo from you know, the last Holland trip, so that'll be nice. You know, going into it knowing, you know, having that knowledge from that race, so that'd be a nice little upper hand.
Yep.
And hopefully can then dial it in even more.
Plus, you're on the podcast right before you leave, and we have a habit of producing winners out of that.
I'm not going to lie. We had...
Well, actually, the last two interviews we did before... Well, let's see. Cavalieri at the Nationals flamed out, and Mayfield got DQ'd because of weight. So.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
We actually have a pretty good track record.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm racking my brain right now, and I cannot think of who we interviewed, and they won after, like, the weekend after.
Well, Mayfield before Alabama.
That's right. Mayfield took did the double at the AMS race.
Mike Garrison won his first motocross race.
There you go.
Not too long after we interviewed him.
Yeah. God, there was somebody else, man. I cannot think. We've been doing this for so long. No.
Well, 3 months.
3 months. We lasted longer than anybody expected.
We interviewed Pauly. I mean, Pauly.
That's right.
Went over Holland. And, I mean, how can we forget about that?
How can we forget? The obvious. Yeah.
About 2 hours from now, actually, we have, I don't know if he's an enemy of yours or not.
Arch nemesis.
Or a nemesis, but we have Rick Hoart coming on.
Oh, okay, cool. No, I don't know.
How about that?
I don't think Rick's much of an enemy at all.
One of your competitors, you're one of those guys that's, man, last year at the Nationals, I was watching him chase you around that track, man.
Yeah, he had my number there for sure.
He was on it. But yeah, he's coming up soon. Cool. We were trying to get it where both you guys would be on at the same time, but Rick couldn't work it out with the schedule. But he really wanted to do that. We were hoping to have him on with you.
No, that'd have been cool.
Yeah, he said, man, that would be awesome. He said, well, maybe some other time. I said, yeah, we'll be able to hook that up maybe after the Worlds or something.
Cool.
Pauly, interview number 4.
Yes, sir.
This is the Paul Lemieux podcast brought to you by
TeamGravityRC.com.
All right, buddy. Well, we hope you can bring it home and
find our decals.
Find our decals for us.
I'm pretty sure I'll find them. I promise. Otherwise, he'll go out there with a Sharpie somewhere on my car. Don't worry about it.
Whatever you can do, man. That'd be great. All right, buddy. He'll go out there in the living room. He'll go out there in the living room. Chase will have them all over his forehead and stuff.
You're blowing them out of my body.
All right, buddy. Best of luck.
Yeah, man. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Good luck, Paulie. Safe travels and have fun.
Yeah, I'll talk to you in a few. Are you guys still going to want to talk to me if I go over there and totally suck?
Yep.
Are we lining up in our interview right now, no matter what happens? Or are you guys just waiting to see if I do good or not?
Yeah, we're going to wait and see. We really don't want to be associated.
Oh, man.
All of a sudden, Paulie's not on the show anymore after he loses. No, yeah, we want you to come back on and give us a post-race report. And if you win, we'd love to have you as you're coming off the plane.
All right, absolutely.
We just got to figure out what airport you're landing at, and we'll have Kirby out there meeting you.
I'll sleep at Dieter's place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, Paulie, we might see you in... August.
You coming to Nashville?
Or I might. Well, I'd like to. If I could find a time, I'd get out there. Dieter offered us a place to stay.
Cool.
Yeah, it would almost be worth it just to stay at Dieterland. You know what I mean?
Right.
You should just camp in his backyard.
Yeah.
If you guys show up in the Nationals and camp in Dieter's backyard, I'll camp with you. I'll bring a sleeping bag.
Well, he said we were doing that. He said he has an air mattress and we were going to sleep like head toe type thing.
Oh, man.
I'm kidding. But, well, no promises there, but we hope to get out there.
It's on our radar. Yeah.
I don't know about Kirby.
Yeah, we'll see.
Cool.
All right,
thanks,
buddy.
Guys.
Take care.
Have a good one.
Thanks again.
Good luck, buddy.
Right.
Bye. All right. There you go, guys. A little... Not that he's like leaving in 5 minutes, but you know, a little insight on what he's preparing for. Wait, and
by the time you listen to this podcast, he's probably on his way back.
By the time we have this up, the Worlds will be over now. But yeah, that's cool to you know what kind of cars, you know, how many cars, brand new, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So
that was a good question.
Yeah, good
Ryan.
Job. Now he'll be hounding me. You guys get that up yet? Meanwhile, I shot him a text message the other day. Said, the interviews were up and I didn't get a reply back. So what's up with that? That's terrible text etiquette.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah. So, guess take a little break here.
Yeah, I'm going to...
During this break, I'm literally going to go make dinner.
Yeah, we could do that because we got 2 hours to kill. But in podcast land, it'll be like 5 seconds.
Yeah, buddy.
So coming up next, we got Rick Hoart.
Yep. Stay tuned, and we'll talk. We'll talk to you in an hour and a half.
I'm out of here. I gotta go.
All right.
We go cut grass.
Have fun with that. Later. Rick Hort next. All right. Part two of the doubleheader. Radio Impound podcast. Lucky to interview Rick Hort. Rick, thanks for giving us some time out of your busy schedule out there at AE.
Oh, well, I'm glad to be on the show.
Cool. Thanks, Rick.
Man, yeah, like we had a little brief history catch up, but one of the legends of RC, really, man, had your own company back in the day, Peak Performance. When did you start Peak, and how long was that around, and how did you do the switch over to AE? Because I don't know the background there, so that'd be pretty interesting to hear from you.
Well, I've been racing since 1982. Okay. So I was in junior high school when I started, and had done it pretty successfully, and had traveled to some big races and did well and was sponsored, and I decided, oh, this is time to start a motor and battery company. You know, back then, unlike now, there were very few people involved with that. So, you know, there was sort of this need for competition. There was, you know, Reedy and Trinity at the time, but that was about it. And there was a couple smaller guys like RevTech and Big Jim's company, Team Checkpoint. But at the time, it was, you know, I had just graduated from high school and thought, okay, well, this is kind of something I can do now and wanted to do. And it sort of grew from there, just doing batteries and motors and, you know, fielding a small team. And this was back in 1985.
Wow, right out of high school. Wow.
Right out of high school. Yeah, I was still 17 at the time.
Holy moly.
It was pretty early. And the first race, actually, we sort of debuted the motor part of it, battery part of it, was the 86 Nationals in Reno, Nevada. And, you know, kind of went up there not really expecting, well, not knowing what to expect. Associated, who I drove for before I started Peak Performance, I just released the 12L, and I was running a 12I, guess what you call it, but it involves all the electronics at Team Associated, including RTR radios and speed controls, mm-hmm. in addition to the Reedy brand.
Gotcha. That was a nice little fit. That worked out pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Started when you're 17. I was just trying to figure out how to buy a car at 17.
Yeah, it was sort of a weird deal, and you know, I never expected it to go as far as it did, and I never really, you know, it just kind of snowballed. It was obviously at the time there was a need for another company, or else it probably would have been squashed, you know, right away.
So, have you relocated, or were you still like a, you know, it all happened in the same area out in Cali?
Yeah, basically Orange County. I mean, that's where the company was started. That's where I live. Team Associated is here. Basically, I'm born and raised in South Orange County here in
the
hotbed. California.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, it's always been the hotbed of RC. Even, you know, Team Associated started here. Novak. You know, you got Kyosho out here, Mugen, Losi, HPI, you know, pretty much, you know, started here, and, you know, it's still, you know, most of the heavy hitters are here.
Yeah. California.
See, Kirby, yeah, we got to get out there, man.
Cali's like the hotbed of everything.
Well, they say that's where the trends start, but, yeah, I don't know. Nowadays, everything, the world is so much smaller that, you know, I don't know if there's any one particular area where things always start. Just, you know, the internet, things that are popular, yeah, it could start anywhere.
We're still relocating our Radio Impound studios.
Yeah.
Out in Los Angeles, actually, right by the Staples Center.
Okay. That's good.
We're going to be there in about a month.
We're by the second L on the Hollywood sign, right underneath it.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, you'll be in the hotbed of the whole entertainment industry.
So, let's see. I see you're, you know, competing heavily in, you know, the on-road aspect. You still race off-road much, or kind of, you know, Worlds this year, so extra focus going into on-road?
Well, it's difficult with the on-road because there's not a lot of racing. So, like our local club, our local track, West Coast RC, I mean, you can't even really run modified. Even our, you know, some of the other tracks, it's a lot of guys won't race modified, and then even for practice or testing, it you don't learn a whole lot. So,
gotcha.
Most of the racing and prep for on-road is you're on 17.5 or sometimes even 13.5.
Mm-hmm.
But I think off-road you get a little bit better competition. I don't race it much, but I do some testing for Team Associated, and I do, you know, a couple big races every year, and do quite a bit of RTR testing, and I get a lot of stick time, but not so much racing, which, you know, coming into a Worlds isn't the best situation to be in. But I feel pretty confident going in as far as driving. It's, you know, you just don't know what you're going to expect from the equipment and the car, and
right,
that's kind of where the question marks are right now.
Gotcha. Were you at the Holland pre-Worlds race? Were you able to get over there for that?
No, I didn't. I didn't get a chance to go, but Kevin Hebert and Juho Levinen were there, who were, you know, Associated Greedy drivers.
Right.
And we learned a couple things from their testing. They were there the week before and during the race. So we've got a couple new parts that we're looking forward to trying, and I think it will help us in the touring car side of things. It's just the way the tire rules are, and no tire sauce, and, you know, limited numbers of tires. It's, you know, there's, you don't really know what's going to happen.
It's tricky, yeah.
It's pretty up in the air.
Yeah, we interviewed Paulie Lemieux a couple weeks ago after that Holland race, and yeah, he pretty much said the same thing about the spec tires and all that situation for the Worlds.
Yeah, it's unusual. I mean, I don't mind the rules so much, but I don't know, some of it's a little odd. You know, I can see trying to cut costs and, you know, change the focus of, you know, maybe car setup's going to be a little different, or driving or strategy, but then they go ahead and allow tire warmers, which kind of, that's one of the things which, I mean, if anything, I'd rather they get rid of the tire warmers and then keep the sauce, or give you more sets of tires. But the tire warming thing, that's a real pain.
Now, Paulie was telling us earlier, we had Paulie on the podcast earlier
today,
and he was talking about how important it is to, you know, get that speed control cool, you know, with the fans and the motor, you know, the motor and stuff.
Yeah.
He figured out the way to mount a 5,000 BTU air conditioner on his car. Have you figured out anything? anything that you want to share?
Oh, gosh. Nothing that extreme. Just the normal fan. And that's one thing going in with the LRP. LRP will have a new speed control for the race, and I haven't run it yet, so that's a little bit of an unknown. But, yeah, keeping things cool. Generally, I drive smoother than a lot of people, so my electronics don't seem to get as warm. But the way this track is, it looks like you just have to be flat out. And whether you're smooth or, you know, everyone's kind of in the same boat. You're punched everywhere, and, you know, as much power as you can put down, you know.
Yeah.
Flat out all the time.
Have you Have you started preparing, you know, getting all your gear prepared, cars, you know, build up for the Worlds?
Yes. Today I really got into it. It's, you know, just making sure everything's right and to get a head start on things. And, you know, a couple, I don't want to say setbacks, but the bodies I was expecting to get this week are not coming. So now I've got to find some way to... I got to get some bodies painted or paint them myself, which I can paint, you know, I can do a one color as good as anybody, but I'd like to have my colors at the race. So I'm trying to line someone up to paint a body and, you know, just prepping the cars. And some of the new parts we have, we won't have ready until next week. So
They're
pretty crucial. So I can't finish a car until I have these parts. I've got kind of pieces laying around that are ready to finish up.
Ready to slap those new parts on there, yeah.
Yeah, that should come together pretty quickly. And then the speed control thing, like I said, we'll have a new speed control that I don't even have yet, so I won't even have a complete ready-to-run car until I get there.
Yeah, Worlds is always good for, you know, all new prototype stuff and new gear. That's always one of the fun aspects of checking out, you know, going through the magazines from a Worlds or a Nationals race, seeing all the newly released stuff.
Yeah, it's gotten more, you know, I think pretty much every factory team will have something new or, you know, if not a whole new car, you know, that's some new parts. And it should be interesting because we don't know exactly what others will have, and we think that pretty much everybody has been running what, you know, that running everything they're going to run at the Worlds, and we're probably the only team that kind of has something left, you know, that
up your sleeve. Yeah.
Interesting.
Hopefully it works out. We'll see.
Do you work closely with Sean Cochran? Is he kind of on the Reedy side of it?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. He's in the Reedy department. We're sort of a two-man operation there.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's been with Associated and working in the Reedy and electronics battery matching side for quite some time now.
For a while.
I think it's been over 10 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
That goes to show you how long I've been out of it. I used to race old with Sean back in the day, and I thought he went to Associated for, you know, under the Reedy umbrella, I guess you could say. So yeah, it's just
He's been there. He does a lot of the competition stuff, and
yeah,
he also does a lot of testing for the car end of things. Pretty much everyone at Team Associated, no one has one job. Maybe the engineers have one job, but
you
know, for me or Sean, you know, we're testing motors, or we're racing, or we're testing. I think he's out testing some car parts tonight and some batteries. So you kind of do a bunch of everything, which makes things interesting for sure.
Yeah, pretty much hands on all the time with whatever you got going on.
Definitely.
Was Sean a rival of yours, Kirby?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sean was always Sean was always in there. He was always in the show. So, yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't done much oval racing lately, but he's got his oval car still, and yeah, he was pretty good.
Yeah, I remember him from back when I was still racing the Race Tech name. You know that brand.
Yep.
Race
Tech. Yeah, a lot of companies come and gone, and you know, a lot of people, you hear these names, you know, guys like you who, you know, raced back in the day, and then it's all, you know, RC's kind of got a hold on you. It seems like a lot of them come back. I've seen a lot of old faces at the track lately, you know, racing off-road or on-road.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a good time to get into the hobby, because, I mean, you know, from the days of truing comms and battery matching and all this crazy stuff, and now you can pretty much buy everything, and you know, you can be competitive with off the shelf products. Yeah.
Going to racing two classes with like 25 packs and 10 motors. Oh, man.
Well, we just talked to Paulie earlier. He was true in comms and matching batteries for
years. Yeah, he must have the secret strategy. But he can do that. That'd be fine. One less guy to worry about.
Yeah.
I don't even think the equipment wouldn't even work anymore. You'd just be completely...
Just pack it
blow it up and one straight away, I think it'd be gone.
Brushes would be dust.
Yeah.
It's interesting how it changed.
Yeah, no, it's for the better. I mean, I think things are a little more expensive up front, but you definitely, you know, the products last longer. And I remember nickel metal matched batteries, you know, you'd pay more for a battery than you would now for a better LiPo. And, you know, the things would last maybe five, you know, you'd buy a new set for the Nationals. And then, you know, when you're done, they're pretty much practice packs, and now you can run a LiPo battery for a year.
Yeah, we sound really dated when we talk about all this. Well, new technology to us, but yeah, it's pretty wild for us.
Yeah, we both ended around the same time, right, Curry? I mean, around the same time, 2000. Yep. Yeah. And then we just started this podcast up. How about that?
Yeah, well, honestly, that's the thing. You get back into it in some way, which is good. It's good to have, you know, exposure for the hobby. And, yeah, everyone appreciates anything that people do to help promote it and make it bigger.
Yeah, I get to see old faces and, you know, still a lot of people that I used to race with back in the day still ticking along. Yep.
Yeah, it's a good hobby to be in, and it's fun, challenging all the time.
Well, Kirby's looking to make a comeback, so you better look out.
What are you gonna do?
He's targeting the
oval.
Nope. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, off road.
I thought you said you were going after Rick or what?
Yeah. No.
You can come after Paul and I.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, last year I was at the Nationals in Jackson RC Raceway in Jersey. Yeah. I was just there hanging out and watching. I was hanging out with Paulie, and I said hi to you. Of course you don't remember. I was just hanging out and watching you guys race, and you were just all over Paulie, and I'm like, wow, Rick is still out here doing it. I mean, that was you guys put on a show, man.
Yeah, that was the one race where he's hard to beat, and you don't get many opportunities to have a chance to beat him, and I think I had a chance to beat him, and then I blew it. But he's always fast, and that's a little bit, you know, I'm encouraged by how he did at the World's warm-up, knowing that he appeared to be the class of the field, and, you know, knowing that I race with him and I can run with him. So I don't feel like I'm as, you know, first I thought, oh, God, I'm going to be out to lunch. But, you know, you see how well he does. And it's like, okay, I can run near him. So I think, you know, it's definitely encouraging.
Yeah.
Well, Paulie said earlier he planned on putting you a lap down pretty early.
Well, he said.
No, he didn't. He did say that. He did say that.
I could see him saying that. He would say that.
Paulie's going to kill me. We were hoping to get both of you guys on the show at the same time. That's what I was trying to work out there earlier with
It would have been interesting. But, we've run together quite a bit, and we've ever had any bad experiences.
No, he said he would have loved that. So maybe after the Worlds, we'll get you guys on at the same time. That'd be cool.
Yeah, well, hopefully one of us will be world champ, and then, we can discuss who did better.
Yeah, a little. But, little world's brush up. Yeah.
That'd be cool if, like, Rick wins one, Paulie wins one, and then get them on the show at the same time.
Yeah, that would be. I'd take it.
Sounds like a plan. I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah. So when do you leave, Rick?
Yeah, we're going a week from Thursday. It'll be Sean Cochran's going to go, and the on-road engineer Bob Stelflew is going. Blackstock, Mike Blackstock's going to meet us there. So he's our 12th scale ringer. We're hoping he brings it, and he's always a factor in 12th scale.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
We've got several other drivers. It'll be, you know, Kevin Hebert will meet us there, Juho Levin, and Ollie Jeffries, among others. from the Associated side, and then some other Reedy drivers that aren't Associated. Got Shinodachi, Hara, Andy Moore, and you know, so as far from the Reedy side, we look pretty strong. We got a really strong team, and it ought to be fun.
Cool. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, we'll be watching on the internet.
Well, Rick, we thank you for coming on, buddy. We appreciate it.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. It was nice to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and best of luck over there.
Thank you.
Kirby, did you get decals out to Rick for his car?
No, I didn't. Sent him a couple cans of paint, I guess, too.
Yeah, you want to paint my body for me? That'd be awesome.
Well, this was good, man. It was a good time, and we'd like to get you on again, especially after the World.
Yeah,
so hopefully everything goes well.
A wrap up, maybe.
Yeah, have you and Polly on at the same time.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We can discuss how it went and give you a little idea of the experiences that we had, and yeah, hopefully we do well and can talk about some wins.
Well, give them hell over there, buddy.
I will.
All right, we appreciate you coming on.
All right, thank you.
Yep, double header. Woo, man.
And that was a good one.
Yeah, I don't know. These doubleheaders seem to be the pattern. We're going to stop this nonsense now. But...
Yeah, we'll stop it. You're underneath a pillow, dude.
Yeah, sorry. Hello?
Are you hiding? Skype is crapping out,
yeah,
man.
Thanks, Skype. Way to go, Microsoft.
But anyway, great show. And thanks to everybody, Paulie and Rick.
Paulie, Rick.
All our sponsors, J Concepts.
TeamGravityRC.com, 7XL.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Did you hear that interview of Rona from the Nationals?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right, buddy.
All right. We will.
Hopefully I'll get this up before the On Road Worlds.
Yeah. We'll get her out before the Worlds. Hopefully, yeah. So. Hit us up on Facebook or email. Check the Vimeo page. Check out my sick videos.
And we still plan on launching a website soon.
Yeah. And
okay.
I'm going to make national videos one of these days, I promise. All hey, right. You know what? Derek from A-Main didn't get his out yet, so I don't feel so bad. So.
All right, man.
All right.
See you next week.
Catch you guys next week. Later.